From London, we present Overland Patrol, a series of stories set in the vast Australian outback, featuring Sergeant Adam Strang of the Northern Territory Police. Episode 21, Mirage.
Now, where the devil? Marty! Marty!
Coming! What is it, Adam?
You've been tidying this desk, sis. I can't find the cattle inspection file.
I haven't laid a finger on your desk, Sergeant Strang, sir. Hello? Oh, don't tell me that radio's playing up.
We're breaking into our music program for a news flash.
Adam, turn it up a bit.
Latest information on the search for the missing survey plane. An intensive air search over the area where a National Map survey plane is believed to have crashed last week has failed to reveal any sign of the missing aircraft.
Oh, Adam.
No, quiet, sister.
According to an official announcement, the air search is to be called off for the time being. Now back to our program of music.
Oh, Adam, that's terrible.
Switch it off, will you, Molly? Bad luck, it's damn bad luck.
I think I'll make us some tea. I could do with a cup after that.
Good idea.
Ah, them's my sentiments exactly. To a tea, as you might say.
Hello, Michael.
Hello, Marty. Oh, by Jove, nice and cool in here. Well, Adam, any more news on the missing plane?
Yes, they've discontinued the air search.
Oh, hell.
If you look at the wall map here, they fixed the plane's last position in this area here. After that, silence. No more radio messages. If you want my hunch, I'd say they came down somewhere in this region.
The Hellfire Desert?
Yeah, one of the last unexplored slabs of country in the north, if you can call it country.
Oh, pity help them if they went down there.
Yeah, the Hellfire has a habit of claiming lives.
The last time was about 4 years ago, Michael.
Mm, search party went out. They got less than 100 miles in before they were forced to turn back. Car breakdowns, lack of water. Believe it or not, the Hellfire's never been crossed.
Never?
Not as far as we know. That's what the survey plane was up to, reconnoitering the whole of that area. Vital job. It's tragic that it should end this way.
Yeah.
Well, Trooper Dawson, since you're back, suppose you give me a hand with this paperwork. If we both get stuck into it, we'll get it out of the way in half the time.
What is it, Adam?
I've just had headquarters on the transceiver.
Headquarters?
They've called for a ground search for the missing survey plane. We're going into the Hellfire.
Oh, Adam.
Ah, sounds as if someone's been listening to your theories.
Well, I can be persuasive at times. And we're the closest. Me and the boys from Regan's Gap. They go in from the south. And we head in from the western boundary of Valentine Station, the Barrow place. We'll bisect the desert from end to end, making rendezvous with the Regan's Gap police at a central point.
Oh, gory, that Hellfire been no plurry picnic, Sergeant Boss.
Well, if anyone knows, you do, eh, Lightning?
Too right. Daytime, that place too flaming hot. And nighttime, get him plenty cold, you bet.
Adam, I suppose you really have to go.
Those two men could still be alive, Marty. They've got to be found if it's humanly possible. And the plane, too. There's valuable survey information in the aircraft, recce photos and so forth.
When do we take off?
I'm planning on first light tomorrow, and that means a hard day's work all round today. You and I will be concentrating on the Land Rover, Mike, a thorough overhaul. Check on spare parts.
Right.
Marty, food supplies and first aid outfit, that's your department. Make sure there are plenty of salt tablets. It gets up to 120 degrees at noon there.
I'll look after all that, Adam.
Lightning, the gear and equipment will be your job.
Righto, Sergeant Bush.
Now, water's the vital thing, every gallon we can carry. And don't forget spades and a good length of coir matting, just in case we get stuck in the sand. Now, let's all get cracking. There's a long, hot, hectic day in front of us.
Well, that's it, I'd say, Lightning. As soon as Adam turns up... Oh, Marty, now what on earth...
You might need extra blankets for those bitter nights. Here, put them in the Land Rover, Lightning.
Good eye, little missus.
Where's Adam? He's taking his time, isn't he?
He's on the transceiver, saying goodbye to Pat.
Oh, I see.
I know just how she feels. Same as I do.
Well, I'm gonna miss your cooking, Marty. But this time tomorrow morning, we'll be at the Valentine Station, and I'm told Mrs. Barrow is a pretty good cook.
Yes. Remember me to her, Michael.
Mm. Mike, we all set?
Yep. Checked, double-checked, and ready to go, Adam.
Good. All aboard, boys. High time we're moving. Well, so long, Marty.
Adam, promise you won't do anything silly. For my sake. And Pat's.
I'll just do my job, Marty, the best I can. Bye for now, sis.
Bye, Marty.
Hurry, little missus.
Bye. Goodbye.
I say, Adam, take a glance over your shoulder.
Now, Lightning doesn't believe in keeping awake when he doesn't have to.
He spent most of yesterday getting his beauty sleep. Adam, how long before we get to Valentine Homestead?
We'll be there for breakfast, don't worry.
Must be quite a property. We've been driving over it for hours, haven't we?
Yes, it's a huge place. But I'm afraid it's a pretty constant battle for Stan and Mona Barrow.
Because they live on the edge of the desert.
That's right. Mm. They're up against the eternal drifting sand. It's tough. They're a fine couple.
Adam, what's that shimmer on the skyline? Is it a mirage?
No mirage, mate. That red streak you can see is the rim of the Hellfire Desert.
Good grief. Doesn't exactly look welcoming, does it? Even from this distance.
Well, there's something that does. Look away to your right.
Huh?
The buildings of Valentine Homestead.
Ah, great. The last outpost of civilization before we strike into the grim unknown.
Oh, just one thing, Mike. Don't go in for that sort of talk with the Barrows, will you?
Huh? Any special reason why?
Yes, pretty special. The search party that was forced back 4 years ago, it went looking for their son, Ken.
Oh, good Lord. Thanks for warning me.
He went missing the day before his 21st birthday. Mona Barrow took it pretty hard, naturally enough. So the less mention of the Hellfire, the better.
Yeah.
We won't be able to stay too long in any case. Just have breakfast with them and get on our way.
Come on now, Sergeant. You too, Trooper. There's lots more toast here and plenty of jam. Help yourselves.
Oh, Mrs. Barrow, I couldn't swallow another mouthful.
I've had more than my quota already.
I don't believe it. Two big healthy men like you. My kitchen girls tell me that your tracker's still tucking in and he's only a thin sort of chap. Our Trooper, come on. You can manage another piece of toast.
No, honestly, well, maybe just one.
That's the idea. Oh, it's too bad Stan's not here. He was looking forward to seeing you, Sergeant.
I'm sorry to miss him, too.
Blessed windmill up at the 80 mile. It's always giving bother. He had to be off at the crack of dawn.
Well, you've certainly given us a grand breakfast. I can't thank you enough.
Oh, well, wasn't anything fancy, except for having it in here. Stan and I don't use this room much anymore. Now, Sergeant, what about some more tea, eh? There's tons in the pot.
All right. You've twisted me up.
Good. Pass your cup over. And the Troopers, he'll have one too.
Well, if you insist, Mrs. Barrow. One for the road, eh?
Road? There's no roads where you're going. Red sand and spinifex grass and bare rock. That's all there is. Mile after mile of it, going on forever. Look out that window. You can see it on the horizon. Like a streak of blood.
No, Mrs. Barrow.
The blood of all the good men it's taken down the years. And now you're going to let it take yours as well.
Not if we can help it, Mrs. Barrow.
You won't be able to help it, Trooper. The Hellfire always wins. She'll take you like she took our Ken. He was forever taking trips into the edges of it. He and his dad were always having rows over it, but he just couldn't seem to help himself. Then one day he just drove off in there, and it got him. That tracker of yours found the jeep, but the wind had wiped the sands clean. There were no tracks to follow. He was only just 21. Don't go, Sergeant Strange. Don't go into that place.
It's my job, Mrs. Barrow.
You won't come back. Not you or your trooper or your black tracker. She'll get you. You'll never come back. Not any of you.
Keeping those binoculars handy, Mike.
Sure thing, Adam. By Jove, it's a weird place, though. Apart from a couple of lizards, there's been hardly a sign of life ever since we drove in. No birds, no animals.
Nothing much to support life. Oh. Not in this part of the Hellfire, anyway. Even the mulga trees are mostly dead wood. As far as anyone knows, the desert is uninhabited.
It makes it look pretty hopeless for those survey chaps, even if they're still alive.
Afraid so.
Sergeant Bush! More better you drive him along top of them fella sand hills. I remember from before. Pretty soon coming too much spinifex. Bad for driving.
Right, Lightning, whatever you say, we'll take to the hills. Good idea to stick to the crest of the dunes anyway, I think. It was a better view. Oh, blast!
What's wrong?
Struck a bad patch. No good, not budging an inch. All right, gentlemen. Emergency drill. Lightning, haul out that coir matting and the spades. We're in for a spot of shovel work.
Oh, lightning. Do you think you could build up that fire a bit?
Yeah, it's all right, Mr. Mark. Plenty of deadwood lime around here. I'll go get him.
Feeling the chill, eh, Mark?
Oh, yeah, a bit. I'll be glad of one of Marty's extra blankets tonight.
Oh, I'd say no to one myself. Ah, the arm muscles.
I doubt if they'll ever be the same again. Oh, and to think I used to enjoy digging in the sand as a kid. Well, I wonder where our opposite numbers are camped tonight.
Regan's Gap Party, well, wherever it is, Mike, those same stars will be looking down on them. Bright as diamonds, aren't they?
Mm.
So close you could almost reach out and pluck them down.
Yeah, I must say the Hellfire's got a fascination about it. And its own kind of beauty. Those sand dunes, they were almost pure white at first, and then as we went on, turning to pink and orange.
Sergeant Bush, Mr. Mark.
Want something up, Lightning?
Yeah, too right. We move him camp now, boss.
Move camp? But Lightning...
We move him quick time. Land Rover, all this fella gear. Big wind blow him up tonight, all along this place. Sand finish up more plurry hard than this fella head, I reckon. Cover him up everything.
But Lightning...
Don't argue, Mike. If Lightning says so, he knows. We'll get everything piled back in the Land Rover and get out of here, and we'll make it fast. Let's get a move on. Mike, hand me that rough sketch I made of the terrain.
Yeah.
Thanks. What's up with you?
Oh, just thinking about last night. I still can't get over it. Lightning, how in the world did you know about the wind?
I just know him, Mr. Mark, that's all.
But you moved us only a couple of sand hills away. I heard the wind in the night, but it never came near us. Yet where we'd been, the sand was piled 10 feet high. Ah, oh, it was uncanny. Lightning, you're a walking, talking, two-legged barometer. Remind me in future to tap you twice, night and morning. Well, Adam, how's your rough map reading going?
Well, it's rough, all right, like trying to plot a needle in a haystack. And Lightning, way ahead there, that gray smudge on the skyline. Do you think that could be a ridge of rock?
Reckon so, boss. We didn't get him that far that other time. Didn't even get him this far.
Well, if it is, then that's our rendezvous point with the Regan's Gap boys. The search planes reported a rocky section just about in the center.
It looks a fair way. The light plays funny tricks with distances in the desert.
Yeah, not just with distances either. Joe, I've never seen such cracking mirages as there are in here. But just take a look at those palm trees.
Oh, that mirage fella, Mr. Mark. Them being proper palm trees.
What?
By Harry, so they are. Date palms, if I'm not mistaken.
Date palms? Why, this is the Hellfire, not the Sahara.
They were probably planted years back by the early Afghan camel men. But I never imagined we'd find them here so deep in. Those Afghans must have been better explorers than we thought. Well, it's the nearest thing we've got to an oasis, a good place to boil the billy. I don't know about you blokes, but I'm about ready for some tea.
This is a kind of oasis, Adam. There must be some water here, way down below the sand. Why, there's even a few desert flowers around the date palms.
Yeah, and a very pleasant sight they make. How's the billy coming, Lightning?
Never mind him, billy, boss. Something more plurry crook coming. Sandstorm, Sergeant Boss. Look it.
Holy mackerel. Get in the lee of the Land Rover. Come on, run for it.
When the devil's it gonna drop?
I've seen bad sandstorms in my time, but this is a... this is the daddy of them all.
You're right, Sergeant Bush.
Adam, if it keeps up like this, we'll be buried.
Malabar Plains Police. Marty Strang speaking.
Miss Strang? It's Mona Barrow from Valentine Station.
Oh, hello, Mrs. Barrow.
I've heard a rumour that one of the desert search parties has been forced back. Is it true?
Yes, it's true, Mrs. Barrow.
Was it your brother?
No, the men from Regan's Gap. Their transport kept breaking down. They couldn't risk going on.
Oh, Miss Strang, you must be worried sick.
We try not to worry, Mrs. Barrow. Don't forget, Adam knows how to look after himself. He'll come through all right. He'll make it.
She seems to be running all right now, Adam.
Yeah, reckon we got all the sand out of the engine. Keep your eyes peeled from now on, Mike. You too, Lightning.
Yeah, I've been peeling more up, Sergeant Bush.
Adam, it looks like we're the only ones to make the rendezvous, doesn't it?
It seems that way. If the Regan's Gap boys had made it, they'd come here to this stretch of rock. It's the obvious place for that ridge barring the way any further north.
Do you think they had to turn back?
Maybe. Maybe they hit a worse sandstorm than we did.
How bad can they get?
Well, at least we got out of ours.
Sergeant Bush, pull up!
What is it, Lightning? Have you sighted them?
No, boss. Something else. Up along that fella ridge. Little fella light. Been winking up there. Like maybe his son hit him something and bounce him back.
Mike, hand me the binoculars.
Yeah, coming over.
Now then. By Harry, there is something. Can't make it out too clearly, but it could be the sun striking off metal. Right, we'll head up there and take a closer look.
Take it easy, Mike. These rocks are pretty treacherous.
Oh. Lightning's scrambling up them like a mounting goat.
There's something in that split in the ridge, that's for sure.
Sergeant Boss, we found him. This bin fella plane, all right?
Found it. Adam, we've actually found it.
Come on.
Well, Lightning, good Lord.
The tail section of a plane, right enough.
Half buried in the sand.
Oh, no wonder the search planes couldn't spot it. Must have hit the ridge and split in half, Mike. You see the bits of wreckage. We're not going to be solving much for the survey, boys, I'm afraid. Lightning, any signs of the two men?
Blurry funny, Sergeant Bush. Look it over here.
Two crosses sticking out of the sand.
Graves.
I reckon Pilot and other fella been in there, Bush. Only you go put him there, eh?
That's a good question, Lightning.
But Adam...
Behind you, boss. Up there.
Well, I'll be... native.
Three of them. Complete with hunting spears and woomeras.
Just standing there. Looking at us.
Lightning, do you think you could get anything out of them?
Oh, them fella strange tribe, Sergeant Bush. Make him different talk to this fella. Oh, I don't reckon they speak him proper good English like Lightning, eh?
Then go and make sign talk with him.
Oh.
Go on. We'll cover you.
Oh, good eye, Sergeant Bush. I'll go try him.
Oh, rather him than me. Adam, I thought their sign language was only used when they were out hunting.
Other times too, Mike. If they're under a taboo of silence, or during ritual ceremonies, in the old days between members of a revenge party out after an enemy, there's a form of communication you'd be surprised how refined it is. Every single movement of head and hands has its own meaning. Ah. Lightning's almost up to him.
Adam, they're turning their spears round. Point first.
That's no threat. It's a sign of peace. When the Aborigine has his spears at the ready for throwing, he carries them butt first. When he turns them point first, it's to show he means no harm.
Like an open handshake between us.
Exactly. Yeah, they seem to be friendly enough. They're jabbering away and making signs. Well, Mike, we might as well make ourselves as comfortable as we can. This will probably take a long time.
Sergeant Bush, these fella belong tribe call him Bill Gunny.
I see.
They live him here a long time in Elfar Desert. Got him camp other side of ridge.
And they buried the airman?
Yeah, Mr. Mark. Them been all up finished when plane fall him down. These fella say they been do it for Kinnaburra.
Well... What's that mean?
Dunno. This fella done been telling me. They speak him that word, but no more.
I'd like to know more about these people. Lightning, find out if it's all right for us to go over to their camp.
Oh, it's quite a camp they've got, isn't it? There must be 50 or 60 of them. Men, women, and children.
All with their eyes popping out, staring at us for all they're worth.
Hello. Our guides have stopped.
Outside one of the whirlies.
This fella hut belong this Kinnaburra, maybe, you reckon?
Seems like it. Stand by, Lightning. More sign talking coming up.
Someone's coming out from the welly. Adam, he can't be an elder.
And he doesn't walk like an Aborigine. Look at him.
A white man.
By the powers, I know him.
What?
It's Ken Barrow.
Good Lord.
It sounds funny hearing my name said properly again. Kinnaburra is the best the Bilgunyi can do. It's been a long time, Sergeant Strang.
A very long time.
It sounds funny to be speaking English again.
Well, now's your chance to get back into the habit, Ken. There's a lot of talking to be done, and you'll be doing most of it.
So I kept on going. And then, when my jeep broke down, I went on foot.
Into the desert?
Yes, Mr. Dawson. It's not easy to explain, but the desert had haunted me for years. I'd always felt that there was something here for me, some kind of answer. So I went on into the hellfire. And that's what it was, all right. I lost all count of time. When I couldn't walk anymore, I crawled, dragged myself through the sand until I couldn't move.
But the Bilgunyi found you?
All I can remember is hands lifting me up. I was too weak and sick to move, and I was sick for a long time. Very sick. The Bilgunyi looked after me, and at last, when I was strong enough to get on my feet...
Yes?
A strange thing happened. A very strange thing.
What was that?
Well, it was as if Ken Barrow had really had died in the hellfire. And what was left was Kinnaburra, a man of the Bilgunyi.
But what about your parents? Your mother and father?
I had none. Don't you see? There was only the tribe. Moving through the desert, finding its food. Berries and lizards and grubs. Traveling to the secret water holes hidden deep in the rocks. And at night, there would be a corroboree, singing and dancing, telling the old stories of the dreamtime.
And that's how you live?
Mr. Dawson, you look at the Bilgunyi, and you see wild, primitive Stone Age tribesmen.
What do you see?
Men who have learned to survive in one of the hardest, cruelest places on Earth, perhaps. Who can sustain themselves where civilized men would die and have died.
And that's the answer you found here?
I found peace here, Sergeant Strang. For 4 years.
And then the intruder came.
Yes. The plane, flying low, taking photographs. Then it crashed. These tribesmen are simple people, you know, Sergeant. When the plane fell out of the sky, they were afraid. But I made the elders go with me and help bury the bodies.
Did you see the search planes come over?
Yes, I took to the rocks with the rest of the tribe. We lay hidden. I'm certain we were never spotted.
You didn't want to be found, did you?
No, I didn't. And yet, when I buried those dead airmen, I felt somehow as if I'd buried Kinnaburra as well.
You knew your exile had come to an end.
I'd exiled myself, Sergeant. But after the search planes, I knew there'd be other searchers. I had to accept it. But I felt like a man who has seen a mirage and walked into it. And disappear. Well, what do I do now, Sergeant Strang? You tell me.
We can take you out of the mirage, Ken. Somehow I think you're halfway out of it already. Besides, you need it out there, you know.
Need it? Who by?
Your father and your mother.
But what will they see? Ken Barrow or Kinnaburra, the Bilgunyi?
They'll just see their son. Now, Ken, let me make the decision for you. Come back with us. Come now. It's time to make a fresh beginning, don't you think?
Yes. Yes, I'll come.
All right, Ken. We've a long way to go, haven't we? But I have a feeling you'll make it. All the way back.
That was episode 21 of Overland Patrol by Anthony Scott Veitch and Maurice Travers. Production for the BBC was by John Fawcett Wilson.